Hey everybody, James Giebanks here with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How to Banish Garden Pests in 3 Natural Steps. You know that sinking feeling when you head out to check on your prized tomatoes, only to find them massacred overnight? It's like someone threw a wild garden party and forgot to invite you. Well, today we're going to turn that garden tragedy into a success story with 3 natural steps that'll have those uninvited guests packing their tiny suitcases. First up, let's talk about knowing your enemy. These garden bandits, mainly voles and shrews, leave some pretty obvious calling cards. Look for snake-like tunnels running just below the surface, usually leading right to your plants. And if you're seeing clean, angled cuts at the base of your plants, that's their signature move. These little rascals are mostly active at dawn and dusk, kind of like teenagers raiding the fridge. Now for the good stuff, natural deterrents that actually work. Think of it as building a fortress, but instead of moats and drawbridges, we're using hardware cloth mesh. Sink it about 6 inches deep around your plants. Then, plant some mint and daffodils around the perimeter. They hate these plants, like I hate Monday mornings. Add a border of gravel, and you've basically created the Fort Knox of gardens. Here's where smart design comes in. Raised beds are like putting your plants in the penthouse suite, harder for pests to reach. Space your plants properly. Crowded plants are like an all-you-can-eat buffet for these critters. And keep those borders clean and tidy. No messy leaf piles or tall grass. That's just rolling out the red carpet for unwanted guests. Let me share a quick success story. Last year at our community garden, we had a vole situation that was making the evening news look tame. We installed underground mesh barriers and planted a daffodil border. Within one season, damage dropped by 90%. It was like watching a magic trick, except the only thing disappearing was our pest problem. Here's your homework. This weekend, grab some hardware cloth and give your favorite plants the protection they deserve. It'll take one afternoon, and you'll be thanking yourself all season long. Trust me, your tomatoes will write you thank you notes. This has been James Giebanks with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show.